We had an experience when we were on our way to church this morning. You know, you come off 95 and you're going to Matthews Bridge, and there's that long street with all those intersections and all those red lights. And every time as we approach the intersection, and I'm just moving my foot to the brake, saying, I guess I got to stop, green, green, green. Lots of places I could have been stopped along that road, but every one, as I approached it, it went green at the last possible second. Now, we didn't say anything about it, but when we went under that last one, my wife went, woohoo, that's the way you feel, you know, when everything goes green and all the roadblocks stop. Well, for this whole process, everything has gone green at the last second, not at the front end. There are still a couple of roadblocks ahead of us that could stop us. But you're packing up. You bet. My house is in boxes right now. And I'm going to put it into a truck, and I'm going to leave, and we're not going to have closed on the place yet. I mean, in theory, the whole deal could fall apart, and I could be like those guys under Stockton Street at I-95, you know? Everything in my cart, but I got no place to live. But I'm not worried about this. I'm not anxious for anything. The peace of God is ruling in my heart. And even if that bad thing happens, I know based on experience that God can take those bad things and make them work for good. I don't know what awaits us out in Texas. I really don't know. There's no CEC church within driving distance. There's no Three Streams church within driving distance. I don't see myself as a church planter. Maybe God does. I don't know. I haven't been pursuing the priesthood because, let's face it, we've got so many priests, they bump into each other up here. And we got one deacon, you know. And don't let anyone fool you, the deacon's in charge up here. Look how many priests I've had to keep together. Oh, my goodness. So maybe it's time to pursue that. I don't know. I just don't know. I keep on asking God, what do you got planned for us out there? Give me a hint. Give me a little one. And he keeps on directing me to Hebrews 11, verses 8 and 10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. That's not the verse I wanted whenever I asked him what's coming up. But I know he has a plan. I don't know what it is. But my life has told me that by faith, I can just relax and let him take care of it. I don't have to worry about the plan. Throughout all the twists and turns of my life, here's a lesson that God has written on my life. It's a lesson for me, and I think it's the lesson that God wants me to leave you with. If you get nothing else out of my life being with you, get this lesson. Your ability to find peace, your ability to achieve serenity, your ability to just relax is in direct proportion to your ability to trust God and leave the results up to Him. Amen. This doesn't mean you're not supposed to do anything. Of course you're supposed to plan. Of course you're supposed to work. We know on the basis of Scripture that God feeds all birds, but notice He doesn't throw the worms in their nest. They have a part. So we have a part as well. So we're supposed to plan the best we can, come up with the best plan we can, work as hard as we can towards whatever it is, but all the time saying that the results are up to Him. And if my plan comes into a roadblock, then that comes from the throne room. God has something else for me. Here is what's not going to happen. I'll guarantee you, it's not going to happen. God is not going to wake up some morning next month, rub his eyes, look down and say, what are the Abbotts doing in Texas? Why didn't somebody wake me up? I got to rewrite the whole plan now. Oh. If I've trusted him this far and I'm trusting him now, I'm going to let the results up to him. So let me repeat that lesson, because that's really what I want to leave you with. Your ability to find peace, serenity, and just relax is in direct proportion to your ability to trust God and leave the results up to Him. And I've got a scriptural verse. It's one of my life verses that I'll leave you with. It's from Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. When I look at the future of Church of the Messiah, it is so bright, I feel like I need shades. And it breaks my heart that I won't be going with you. But I will be with you, and you'll be with me. How could I ever leave you? Some part of you have got to come with me. That's all there is to it. So we won't be gone. We'll just be away. Goodbye.